This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that fantasy drafts anything and everything from the world of pop culture, from our favorite Thanksgiving food to iconic facial hair and everything in between. This week, we're joined by guest Dana Schwartz, who is an author, television writer, and host of the Noble Blood podcast. We're going to be drafting the old man, the kid man, and the port man. Because we've all been inside watching movies for 8 months, and we've got some opinions. Let's hear that theme song. Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that invented the term "no justice, no peace."
Yeah,
no justice, no peace, and put it on a T-shirt and then wore it to middle school.
I just dressed like a militant Black Panther kind of when I was in middle school in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Also, we ended apartheid, so it was a big time for us.
It was huge.
It was really, really big.
You guys, and according to the Crown, the Queen of England.
Yeah, she took right. She took a lesser role. Yeah,
the Crown.
The Crown.
The Crown.
They did. Have you guys been watching The Crown? Dana and I have been. We finished The Crown.
I haven't even got to Queen's Gambit yet.
Oh man!
Oh, you have a great Queen themed Netflix binge.
Yeah,
prime to go.
Two more seasons of Grey's Anatomy to get through before I even entertain the idea.
That's 150 episodes, right?
Yeah.
Have you figured out how many minutes or hours of Grey's Anatomy you've watched yet?
Laura got bummed out because I figured out that whenever it was, she was sitting down and I was like, you know, we've watched 257 of these since quarantine. And that's 258 hours of Grey's Anatomy.
How many are you banging out a night?
I can just have it on. It's one of those shows that, like, you don't watch it like, Pulp Fiction or something. It's just like you can have it on, leave for 2 hours and then be like, okay, you listen for 5 minutes and you know exactly what's happening.
Right.
But, yeah, we've watched a lot. And now it's kind of like proving something. You know what I started was that The Teacher show or whatever?
I've heard about that.
Creepy
a
shit,
teacher?
A teacher? Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Bangs a student?
Yeah,
right?
It is so buck.
That's the end of the pitch.
Yeah.
He's been drinking that horny soda.
He was drinking that horny soda.
He's been drinking Sobe Eros, which was a conversation we started pre-roll, but work its way. No, please,
A callback before the recording started.
We were talking about that Sobe horny mix, Eros.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, really.
You don't remember different Sobes were supposed to have different qualities? They were like Captain Planet rings.
Was this Sobe supposed to make everybody horny or just boys? Well, you said it like it was just boys.
I don't think women would have fallen for that.
I don't think it was even for little boys, first of all.
Was it just supposed to be 12-year-olds horny?
It feels like the tea with a lizard on it was more marketed towards boys than girls.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
There were some gross Sobeys, man. Some of them were like that, like what the milky ones tasted gross.
Oh, yeah, they all look gross.
I never trusted the white ones.
No way. They look cloudy.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Cloudy piss.
I don't need it ever. Unless you're pouring it on my body, I don't really need it.
God damn it.
That's gross. You covered in Sobe? That's awful.
Do you like knowing you bum people out? You just bum people out in four different cities, one of them in a different country?
Yeah.
It's powerful.
I'm just going to go get, hey, Laura, would you pour this Sobe on my body?
I think we should baptize the baby in Sobe.
That actually happened to Ryan Sheckler. That's why he's so radical.
Andy McDonald used to skate for Sobey and everybody gave him shit about it. And it's like, he was just counting stacks. It's like Red Bull. They sponsor people now.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Get paid.
I'd skate for Sobey.
I do comedy for Red Bull, dude. I wear a Red Bull leather vest and I go up on stage and I tell my jokes.
That's not real.
Yeah, that's real.
This is too early for you to be making jokes like that.
I haven't done stand-up since we've started dating and since we've really known each other. I do. I go up, I wear a Red Bull leather vest, and I do stand-up. Mm-hmm.
Everybody calls him Red Bull, kind of like Red Fox, but yeah. It's Red Bull.
He also wears one of those helmet cams.
Yeah.
And he has a squirrel suit on. Yeah.
If I start bombing, I just have him turn on like a heavy-duty fan, and then just, whoa, and then I'm gone. Oh,
those,
getting the light.
Flying squirrels. They land like superheroes, I guess. They land like with one fist on the ground when they're done flying. If you catch the still shot,
men in squirrel suits.
What happened?
Regular
flying squirrels.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I
they land with
that.
Like a fist on the ground. It's pretty adorable.
Yo, we got a pumpkin in my backyard, or a squirrel in my backyard, and he started eating one of the pumpkins that's been on the front porch.
Oh yeah, that's really a common problem.
It's a big day for that squirrel. I feel like.
Yeah.
You gonna kill him?
No. I love that squirrel.
Is that what you would do?
No, my buddy, there were rabbits eating his backyard basically, and he got a slingshot, and I told him, I was
no.
like,
no,
I go, you are gonna feel like shit.
Oh,
if
my
you
God.
Hit one of these. And he hit one, didn't die, and he like was almost crying, and he's like, I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, you're mad about your garden, you own the house, I get it. But
that's like how you know
feel.
If a kid is a sociopath.
Yeah.
That's,
if he's like slingshotting bunnies in the backyard, that's horrible.
No way. Yeah.
What kind of slingshot? Once. Dennis the Menace or Rich Rocket? Just to clarify.
I don't know.
Did he buy a slingshot or did he have one?
Gosh, these are questions. He's going to be bummed probably that I said it, so I didn't say his name. So I'm sure he'll hit me up and then I'll be like, did you buy it? So I can air you out on the next episode as well.
Shane, dude. Shane Torres.
Shane couldn't operate a slingshot.
No.
Way too up there. You just hand it to him and he'd be like, so I just throw this at the bunny then?
He'd be getting chased around by a bunny with a slingshot.
Dude, I was texting Shane the other night because it took me 3 days to watch Southpaw because it's so sad.
Oh, damn, dude.
And that's a total Shane-ass movie.
Yeah.
So every time I was
that boxing movie?
Yeah, I was like, had to shut off Southpaw again, dude.
Yeah, that shit does not let up.
Dude, it is so sad. And I've been, since Laura was like on quarantine from me, I've just been sitting here watching movies for 4 days. It was pretty rad, actually.
What have you watched?
I just started watching Gladiator last night. I watched Southpaw. I watched a few of The Mandalorians.
Husband to a murdered wife.
Yeah. Father to a murdered son.
Yeah.
And I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Then what are you guys talking about? Uncle Buck?
Gladiator, bro. No, we're talking about what I said to the neighbor, man. Right when I moved in, I said that to the neighbor. I just went over there.
I told that to the squirrel and just kept eating that pumpkin, dude. But that squirrel sweatshirt, that's what I'm going to call him, I think.
That's a good
squirrel
name.
Squirrel sweatshirt.
That's a very good name.
Did any of the movies, Sean, have Gary Oldman, Nicole Kidman, or Natalie Portman in them?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay, one cool. So we'll probably talk about that in a little bit.
I can just check my Showtime to see.
Yeah, you can. You can get all Sean's.
All you're gonna see is like, Sean watched The Wood again.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Sean watched BAPS. Yeah. I didn't even know they had BAPS.
BAPS 2 somehow.
Sean, how are you doing? Sean S. Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Mel Jordan on Instagram.
I'm all good, man. I'm in just chilling. I'm surrounded by all my shoes. I went shredding today. I'm in a good ass. Frippin' mood is how I'm doing. So.
Shreddy Furlong, dude. Shreddy Furlong. There it is.
Shreddy Vetter. Yeah. Shred Savage. Oh, that one's dank, actually.
That's really good.
Because it's got Savage in it.
Yeah. Shred Savage is if Fred Savage was cooler, Shred Savage would be such an awesome nickname.
If
it would
Fred
be
Savage
perfect.
Was cooler, Fred Savage would be a cooler
Wait,
name.
Wait, is Fred like, Savage not cool?
I think he's pretty cool.
I think he seems cool. He's like become an established television director.
Yeah, didn't he do a lot of Always Sunny? No, is that not?
He's the voice in like Acura commercials or something.
He's cool.
He's not the kind of
cool that makes the nickname Shred Savage cool.
I get that.
Like Shreddy Vetter's pretty cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Axl Rose is like the kind of cool that would make Shred Savage cooler.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Is Ben Savage? No.
No, but the name Ben Savage is cool because it's like Ben Trill.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Ben Savage.
I'm Ben Savage.
You got some dank names.
Boy Meets the 4-5. Oh, that's right.
Are you recovered from your drives?
Yeah.
Are you back to skateboarding like a G?
Yeah, it took a while, dude. I realize I need to do it at least every other day or every day of my 39 years shows if I don't do it a lot.
Yeah.
I was like embarrassed the other day, but yeah, it was all good. I went out with the big dog today, skated a little bit.
Beautiful.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to all of them. Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram.
Hey.
The G is silent on Twitter. David Bory is here.
Hey, you know.
How are you doing, buddy?
Just poking around the internet all weird. You know.
On the Silk Road.
It's going good. Yeah.
Did you go to the boob site at all?
They shut it down, actually.
Damon, do you know about the boob site?
I don't.
Oh, good. Let's get this earlier in the episode for anyone who hasn't heard about it either. Sean, explain the whole boob site thing.
So internet was brand new, and we didn't have a computer. This is like our first computer in the house, and I didn't know websites or anything, and I don't even think I could search. So I was just like, I wonder what I could. So I just typed in the www.theboobsite.com. All it was, it's exactly what you think it was, just pictures of breasts, neck to belly button. Nothing else.
Almost more medical than anything.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Did it do anything for you?
Nothing. But I was like, this is crazy that I can just look at this, because this is before porn, that you like, it was this or like Playboy. So one night I came downstairs and my stepdad was down there with his cousin. She was visiting or something. And they're like, you been on the internet lately? And her kids were down there too. They're like, you been on the internet lately? And they were snickering. And I was like, why? And they turned the computer around and it was just the boob site up huge. And I was like, cool. And I just like stormed upstairs. Why'd you want to embarrass me like that? You know that it was me. Obviously, yeah. It was the teenager.
I like boobs. I have questions about them that none of you can answer.
Who else could it be?
Sorry, I didn't go to Vietnam or whatever. That's all we got.
I don't Google whatever Vietnam stuff you Google.
Was this even Google era? Is that like, you don't Netscape Navigator?
I think it was like Ask Jeeves and I don't know.
Jeeves.
I'm not Googling what movies did Martin Sheen make in the late 70s, all right? Sorry.
Yeah, I never got that. Like, would you just want to stick it to your 13-year-old real quick? You feel good? That, like, this get you through the day?
I mean, I think it was probably really hilarious.
I'm sure it was, and I can't wait. I'll do it too. But
yeah, it's like, that's very, very, because you didn't get like grounded. You didn't get in trouble, right? They just blew up your spot.
Yeah, they just aired me out. And I was like, oh, yeah, now I feel
and then
feel
you
stupid.
Stormed upstairs. That's hilarious.
Way upstairs.
Yet another thing the boomers get that we won't get to have. They're unique to that joy because like they were better at the internet than the kids, but that's gone. Now kids are always going to be better at the internet from here until eternity. They'll be looking at porn in ways we have no idea how to track. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
If we have kids, like...
Probably the boobsite.org.
Yeah, it's boobsite.biz.tv.
.tv.
.gov.
Oculus boobs. You know, it's going to be that kind of thing.
I know how to get there.
I didn't even know there was a there to get to. That just... Mind blown. There's three-dimensional.
We're not supposed to know.
There's three-dimensional pornography. I don't want to be in that room.
No, nah, dude.
If there's three-dimensional pornography, you should just meet a human being at that point.
Yeah.
That's what I would worry. I don't want to be in there. What am I standing next to a grip? Just
look behind you. There's a lighting guy.
Yeah, just over by the snack table, like hanging out.
Just a makeup person on their phone.
You're just telling strangers, like, yeah, it looks pretty sexy, huh? It looks pretty sexy over there. All right,
very
cool.
Sad bowl of Doritos.
Do you think they have nacho flavored snacks on the pornography site?
No, you can't. You can't get that color on the skin. You don't want
that's
that
what
powder.
I was thinking. Unless that's a new tab.
Oh, yeah.
Dorito dust.
You got to pay extra for that.
Yeah, no, that's...
A new tab. I get it. like amateur, I get it. I didn't get it at first. I get it.
All right.
All caught up?
Yeah, well, I'm letting you guys know I got it.
There's nothing. I'm not doing anything. Don't even... Okay. I'm not doing anything.
I need to send a very discreet shout out to Sean's boy in San Francisco, whose name I will not say, the favor he hooked me up with, which I will not mention, but you one, and I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, good on you.
Very
man.
Grateful.
He was pumped.
It had nothing to do, for the listeners, with Bolivia.
No.
Wait, did you get one of those Booboculus riffs?
Oh, if I did. If I did. It definitely didn't come preloaded with a zip drive from Bolivia. With that new Cool Ranch Dorito.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Oh no! Those ones are for cycles.
When you get so deep, you're just in it. You know,
you're in.
Ian's
it.
Like Ian's deep cover man. He doesn't even know what's
it's
real
not even
anymore.
Sexual for me anymore. We're being completely honest. No, somebody hooked me up with some kicks, and I just can't get into any more details than that. But I really appreciate it. I really, really appreciate it. Dana Schwartz is here. At Dana, the way Dana is spelled, and then Schwartz with four Z's?
Three Z's. Keep it symmetrical.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Dana Schwartz, of course, host of the Noble Blood podcast, one of the only other podcasts.
That's what I hear. That's what they say.
Yeah.
The only other one. So
one of the only other podcasts, author of several books, television writer extraordinaire. Owner of a cat who every day is learning more and more about the U.S. presidents.
Yeah, you've been doing an excellent job teaching him one by one about the U.S. presidents.
Dana came over and over
what
Thanksgiving.
What are you teaching him? Okay.
I'll explain. I'm unpacking it, all right? I had to put the box on the table. Let me open
it. Did you hear the tone? The change?
I did. You sounded, yeah.
Yeah.
Urgent.
Yeah.
Urgent and turgid. Dana stayed over Thanksgiving. We cooked an amazing dinner. You cooked most of the dinner.
Oh, thank you.
It was really delicious. Brought
it looked dope.
Beetlejuice, her cat.
How do you spell it?
I spell it like the movie, the easy way, the phonetic way,
with a J.
I'm not getting in with this. He's not named after a star. How pretentious would that be if I was like, here's my cat Beetlejuice, it's spelled like the star.
I didn't even know it was a star. I just knew they spelled it with a G sometimes.
Betelgeuse.
Sounds like a Portuguese sausage.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's a little Portuguese sausage.
He makes sense. He's a very fluffy sausage.
I would just walk in rooms and say, Beetlejuice, it's time to learn about Calvin Coolidge, and then pretend like I was fathering the cat.
That's hilarious.
It's fun for me.
Call me when you get to Taft. I have some notes. Some big notes.
Anyway, I introduced Dana and then proceeded to talk myself for 30 seconds like a good comedian boyfriend. Dana, how are you doing?
Is that our relationship? Are we there yet?
I'm the comedian boyfriend. Yeah, that's right.
I'm fine. It was a pretty low key day. I'm excited to be here.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
This is fun because now I've met all of you in person at some point, not on Zoom. The first time I hadn't, and now I have. And this is very fun. I feel like I know you as people.
It's way funner. It's way more fun.
Dana, last time you were here, you were wrong about Shrek.
No,
hoping to repeat some of your similar mistakes?
I think the historical record is going to prove that I'm right about Shrek. But I also want to say to everyone, and Ian, I'm going to put you on the spot right now.
Yeah.
You watch Iron Giant. How do you feel? Yeah, Iron Giant, great movie.
I had never seen The Iron Giant. I absolutely loved it. It was great. Vin Diesel turns in the performance of a year.
Is he the Iron Giant?
He is
he was the voice
Iron
of the Giant.
Giant. He's the titular Iron Giant.
Whoa. Really?
I had no idea.
Vincent Diesel.
He plays Ron Giant in the movie Ron Giant. That's what it is, right? Ron Giant.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, the government's mad at me. How come? Yeah, I loved it. I may have dozed off partway through. No, I didn't. I have to joke. I was for the Ron Giant joke. I loved it. It was great. 90 minutes. Clean. Tight.
Any real giant knows. And then, you know, other
you
fast
have a better Vincent Diesel than I thought. Vincenzo yeah, Diesel than
really
I thought
good.
You did.
Yeah.
I've seen it a lot. I've spent a lot of time.
You never had me. You never had your tank. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, some bad.
Some bad. Yeah. David's
is
way better.
It's not your Prince Philip impression, but it's not bad.
Yo.
Hit me with that PP.
Throw it at me.
This is for Crown viewers of The Crown. Let me see.
Get ooh, right.
Put me on the spot.
Right. Take your time.
Why'd you take your pants off?
It helps. I need to.
All right. I'm turning on britches. Britches. What should I say in first place? What would they have us do?
Wow.
Philip.
What are you planning to do with this? I don't know why that's all good. I can say. What does she expect us to do? Bend over backwards for her just because she came to Balmoral?
You wow. lost it a little. You did too much on Balmoral.
Yeah. The key to doing Prince Philip is to move your mouth as little as possible.
That you nailed it. Nailed it.
The royals never move their mouths.
But they can't be seen moving their mouth.
Prince Philip.
The less you move your mouth, it shows the closer you are to being the next in line. It's a sign of power.
Oh. Like, that's true. I read
that. That'd be so sick if they just had some goofy shit and that's how they figured it out.
They do. I mean, watching The Crown, you're like, oh, it's all goofy shit.
Yeah.
Oof, every time I get to the front of the line, it's like I've never been to Burger King before, which is ironic. I suppose I'll take a BK Big Fish and some chicken fries.
Not me, man. Four spicy chickens on the hop. And then I just throw money at him and I crip walk backwards.
Yeah, do it with your crip walk mouth guard mask.
Yeah, dude. I'm gonna wear that thing in the right neighborhoods and I'll be just fine.
Dana Schwartz, is there anything you would like to direct people towards that you're working on or anything people can? You also write a weekly column for, is it Bustle?
It's Bustle. Yeah, you can find that on my Twitter. I tweet that out. I think the big one is if you like, history, listen to Noble Blood, a podcast where I talk about history.
That's how you're going to sell it?
Do I need to do more?
It's kind of a soft, sell. I mean, we've got like a lot of eager AFE fans here who definitely, want to listen to other podcasts. Ours is the only one they know about so far. It's just I would maybe bring a little more fire to the pitch. It's just
how would you describe it?
How would I describe it? It's not about me. I would describe you heard me describe All Fantasy Everything. All Fantasy Everything is a delightful romp through the imaginations and friendship of three stand-up comedians in their 30s and whichever guest they happen to bring along that episode.
Okay,
my super producer, Marissa, they cascade through a variety of titillating subjects from food to movies to music to everything else in the world of pop culture. The podcast is hosted handsomely by Ian Karma.
But he lifted that directly from our Jewish Journal review.
I was going to say.
He took that.
All right. I will say Noble Blood. Noble Blood is the fully scripted history podcast in which stunningly beautiful comedian's girlfriend, Dana Schwartz, spends 2 weeks researching an interesting story about a historical royal and then relays it to you in a way that the common layperson can just appreciate as an interesting story, but then also, feel smart to tell your friends historical fun facts and stuff.
That's the move. Someone like me, prey on the weakness of ignorance, where you're just like, I would love to be able to drop some facts at a dinner party.
I don't know about ignorance. I don't know if I should drop this, but you did beat both me and Ian at Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean,
it's going to happen again.
I don't know if that happened.
I thought
you were going to mention one of the three times I beat you at Bananagrams. You weren't going to bring that up?
No, I was not. Damn. No, that was that wasn't fair. No, that was, they're still counting the electorates. They're still figuring it out.
Yeah.
Fucking Nevada's taking forever.
Yeah, Nevada. It's Alaska, I think also. Definitely I have Alaska in the bag.
When aren't they,
Sean was between 10 and 12 sheets to the wind and fucking beat both of us.
Dead sober.
At Trivial Pursuit. Hard.
I think you guys were just trying to get to bed.
Dana was. I stayed
very,
up for like another hour
very
after
sleepy.
That.
Just breaking down game film.
Dana was trying to get out of the game. You and me stayed up watching skateboarding and music videos for another hour after you beat me.
Exactly like what I would have us doing. Yeah. Yep.
Now, the person he beat at Trivial Pursuit, fair and square, unlike Dana, who just had to go to bed, was Ian Karmel. Ian Karmel on Twitter, Ian Karmel on Instagram. Ian Karmel on Jewish Gold Belly app, which I almost used to get us Russin Daughters for Hanukkah, but it would have been too much, and now we know there's going to be so much food coming in, it would have been very silly to do that, but I'm going to do it.
Oh, that would have been very thoughtful. Well, you get full credit now just saying it.
Nice.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. I have the tab open on my computer right next to the
boob site. Boobsite.com.
What I listen to All Fantasy Everything, watch the Late Late Show with James Corden, where I chime in during the monologue and with various witticisms.
Oh my God, do you know what I just saw? I don't mean to astonish anyone, but I'm astonishing myself. Tobias Menzies, the actor who plays Prince Philip, follows me on Twitter.
What?
It's very exciting to me.
That's fun.
You got to get him that impression.
I know.
You have a shitload of Twitter followers. Don't you have, isn't it like 250,000?
That's too many. No.
What's up there?
Like 180.
What? That's a grip either way. Shit.
That's, I mean, you're talking a 15-20K over here, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm over here saying
it's,
the gentleman's
it's only
14.
The one that matters. And right now, the one that matters is the actor playing Prince Philip.
I enjoyed your ups. Oh man, I almost wanted a Zoolander.
We gotta get this impression to him.
I've been enjoying your observations. Nope, it's gone. I lost it. I don't know what happened.
You'll get it.
Yeah,
back.
You started to sound like the guy from the lollipop commercials.
Yeah.
What would they have us do? I've been enjoying your tweets. I've been tweets is a very hard word to say like that.
Tweets.
I've been enjoying your tweets about literary figures from the. I can't. It's gone. It's gone. I'm sorry.
It's okay,
buddy. Which one? Which is the impression that I absolutely nail when I try it? It was my RZA.
Yo, I've been enjoying your tweets about the Royals.
That was pretty good. Yo, Dennis Schwartz, I've been enjoying your tweets about the Royals.
It's so funny saying, what's that impression that I nail every time? Is a way to introduce your impression?
Was it? Oh, yeah, it's the RZA. But the RZA, it is a RZA.
Did you just say the RZA?
RZA. He's got a bit of a speech impediment. He has a soft R. Hanging R's. RZA's got him, dude. Absolutely.
RZA.
Are you too good for Otto? RZA. Otto's my Lotto, man. See this whole grill? On the house.
I hate it.
That doesn't mean it's not good.
It does.
I was being serious when I said I nail it, but yeah, I do. I got a pretty solid RZA.
Now, we are gathered here today not only to hear Sean Jordan nailing a RZA impression, but also to draft movies. This is almost harkens back to the very first episode of All Fantasy Everything we did back in 2016, which is we drafted the movie Airheads, where we drafted the careers of Brendan Fraser, Adam Sandler, and Steve Buscemi.
Buscemi.
Now, this is one we've been kicking around the old noggin for quite a while because all of these actors' last names end in man. So today we are drafting the movies of The Old Man, The Port Man, and The Kid Man. Yeah. Gary Oldman, Natalie Portman, and Nicole Kidman. Now, the way we determine the order of that draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors, played between the three of you, and we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
What is it, Dana? I can't see it.
Oh, Sean wins!
Fuck yeah, bro.
No.
Yuck, Sean loses.
No, because we both did odd one out.
Yuck. Cutting it up. Seance Jordan wins.
Now, Sean, as the winner of Rock, Paper, Scissors, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. But before you do that, I will remind you, it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
Great question.
It is a great question, David. It's great every time. And what I'll say, Danny, you like Scrabble. Let's say you're going, you make a word, you go left to right, and then you take the last letter of that word, and you make a word going down. So now you're kind of on the right side of the board. You need to get back over to the left side. So what you're going to do is you're going to take the last letter of the word you just made going down, and then you're going to make a word from left to right, but that will actually bring you back over to the left side of the Scrabble board.
I'm just going to say there had to have been an easier way to explain what a serpentine draft is.
There wasn't. can't just simply say it's like a snake. David just doesn't get these for some reason.
I don't get them.
The first letter of that new word that you've made. Now you've made three words. And then you make another word going down. So now it's sort of like a question mark that you have made.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, you want to get back over to the right side of the board. So you take the last letter of the fourth word and you make another word going left to right, which ultimately brings you to the right side of the board. And then you just kind of rinse repeat until you're all out of letters. And I win by like a point, probably, I think, when we play.
Yeah.
But I've also asked you how to spell a couple words, and you told me as a favor to our new and budding friendship. So it's a hollow victory.
The real victory was friendship. And getting to know one another.
Spot that's on, really sister. Good. You nailed it.
I'm not certain that's a great description of them.
I think it might be bad.
Well, I don't know if I'm really certain that I'm thrilled about your tone, am I?
Basically what it means is if you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round. Now, Sean, with that in mind, what will the order of today's draft be, my friend?
Dana, you can go first.
Thank you so much. That's so generous.
And then I'll be going, and then David, and then Ian.
Hot corner. Now, Dana, before you draft, none of these actors were in Shrek. So if you were looking to make it up, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We'll have to,
We'll
have to figure that out next
podcast. Can I just dive right in?
No, but we will get to your first pick. Absolutely. We will dive right in after some brief stretching during this short break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, I was just out in an open mic and I have a ton of trouble just standing there and socializing. You would think I'd be amazing at it. You'd think we all would because we're stand-up comedians. It is very hard to do. And one thing that I noticed for my mental health, I was just look at how charged is my battery? You know what I'm talking about? Like all that stuff that you need to use your energy for, like going out socializing, eye contact for me, all that stuff, you would think it would be hard, but it is hard. When those lights are shining, I don't need to look at anyone. But you know, just all that stuff. It's really, really hard to do. And it's something that you ignore a lot of times. You think it's not a big deal. Setting boundaries, learning how to say goodbye, thinking everyone's mad at you when you leave, all those things, like all those social things, they can drive somebody nuts. And you know, the right amount of socializing, all that stuff, it's very important to figure out. And therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life, you know, that doesn't drain you completely. Because it is important. If you want to leave somewhere, you can go on and dip. Nobody's going to get mad at you, but sometimes it's hard to know that. And essentially, it's one of the best things about therapy is they can give you somebody who can just help you figure out those boundaries, those lines, those internal, you know, alarms that are going to go off. And when they do, just go on and dip. Go on and do you. Because you can't be fun unless you're having fun yourself. You know what I mean? So talking to someone about it, I've never had anybody come at me and be like, oh, that was a bummer that I talked to that person about this. It's always going to help. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. They are there for you. They want to help. It is done entirely online, is designed to be convenient, flexible. Like we always say, it's suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist and you can switch therapists at any time. There's no additional charge because they want it to work just like you want it to work. So if you get a therapist, you don't like it, hit the bricks. Give me a new one. You know, it's as simple as that. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah, and we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast to ever exist, except, of course, for Noble Blood and Hysteria and any other podcast that Dana Schwartz ends up working on at any point.
Thank you so much.
But it was All Fantasy Everything first, and I think we started in the early 1940s.
I'm just following in your size 13 shoes.
Oh, you know, the off top? Right off the dome.
Right off the dome, yeah. I know your shoe size.
Oh, thank you, baby. Now, Dana Schwartz, you were selected to go first, and that means you have the first pick in the old man, the port man, and the kid man, All Fantasy Everything draft. What will that pick be?
You know what? Maybe an unexpected pick. It's a Kidman picture, and it's a little film I like to call Paddington.
Ah, damn it.
Okay.
You know, I just watched it off of the recommendation of the two of you. It is so good.
It's just a perfect movie. It makes me cry. He's just a bear who's kind and polite and wants a home, and I love it, and that's my first draft pick.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's, you know what'll, are you guys watching Fargo?
I dropped off.
Yeah. You dropped off? Paddington is the rabbi. So the guy in Fargo.
There's a bear?
Paddington bear?
Paddington's voice is the.
Oh, Ben Whishaw. Yeah.
Yeah. That's wild. I didn't know that. That's pretty buck.
So, Ben Whishaw and Paddington and Hugh Grant are also lovers in A Very English Scandal. And that's a fun universe combining.
Oh, I didn't know that was a movie. I thought that was just a thing that happened.
I was going to say, it's a very English scandal.
Very English scandal.
Yeah, Paddington was adorable, and it's such a fun watch. The dad in Paddington is so funny. He's just so huffy and puffy.
The Daddington?
The Daddington.
Is the second one as good? I've heard that it's really great.
But the second one is better, in my opinion.
It's honestly like maybe one of the best sequels, where it like takes what you like about the first one and just does it perfectly and like adds more.
I think we're gonna run Paddington 2 this very evening. So
it's a gift. You absolutely should. You have to let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh my god. And please report back if you cry, because I think it's impossible not to cry at the end.
You're gonna start being let down by the times that I cry. They carry a lot of gravity when we first get to know each other, but after a while, you'll be like, "Oh, he just cries."
Yeah,
That's only a Sean note. No one else feels that way.
Well, Paddington 2 is a very deserving cry.
Okay, then I'll cry. I'll tell you right now.
Noted author Dana Schwartz and I double featured them on the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
just because they're the coziest movies of all time. Watched one and then immediately watched the second one. Drank about 9 glasses of tea.
An instant brand new Thanksgiving tradition.
That's beautiful.
David, have you seen Paddington?
I haven't seen it yet. I got like a few that I'm saving. That post week, post Christmas to New Year's is like really where I try to get in, like. That's when you need as much good cheer as possible. I got a few that I'm cramming in. Yeah.
Nicole Kidman it plays the villain in the first movie.
Yeah.
Ooh. Great.
I like her as a villain.
She plays a taxidermist.
Paddington is like a great actor showcase, because every actor is like, as long as their game gets to like really have fun, like it's just like a who's who of British character actors. And I think that it's nice to see Nicole Kidman have fun.
She's great in it. Hugh Grant in the second one also goes incredibly hard, and just like you can give big performances. You don't need to be restrained.
Oh my god! If you're an actor, I can't imagine anything more fun than being a Paddington villain.
I'm gonna name some of the actors from the original Paddington movie, and we have to decide which one is the most British. Okay.
Their names? Their British names? Okay.
The actors' names.
Okay. Yeah. Open it up.
Ben Whishaw, Hugh Bonneville.
That's my pick.
I'm only going with the ones that sound very British. Yeah. I'm not going to say all of them. Imelda Staunton.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's a British name.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Simon Farnaby.
There it is. That's fucking crazy.
Farnaby. And Madeline Worrell.
I think Simon Farnaby.
Farnaby.
Yeah.
Farnaby's big.
This is back in Paddington 2, but Hugh Grant's real middle name is Mungo. His name is Hugh Mungo Grant.
That's you can just insane. Name people that?
Yeah. His name's Hugh Mungo?
Yeah.
That's How like is a, that true?
I swear to God, it's
like
true.
Like short for Hugh Mungo?
No, it's like a family name. Like
his name is Hugh Mungo Grant.
It's Hugh John Mungo Grant, but it's Hugh Mungo Grant.
Oh my God.
That's wild.
That's the best.
It's like his mom's maiden name or something. Yeah, like
man, if I'm
yeah, they threw a Mungo in there.
I feel like that fact should be more places. Like,
for sure.
Like,
I'm trying.
That should be the national anthem.
Mungo Grant? Of course it should be more places.
It's like when I found out his birth name was Keith Sweat.
It is?
Yeah. His mother's name is Juanita Sweat.
God damn.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that. Holy
yeah, you thought it was Sweat because of sex.
This day just keeps shining. I had no idea.
Paddington, it's a great pick because there are, well, I'll get to this point later, but yeah, great pick. Paddington, first off the board. Sean, time for your first pick.
Well, since we just watched it, I'm going with the old man on this one, and I'm ticking True Romance.
Ah, damn,
it's a good pick.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I mean,
of course.
Probably once a year, I'll watch that. We watched it together, and it is unbelievably, that movie's so good. And Gary Oldman shines in that movie. He wildly different than anything that I've ever seen him do. And it's like, I didn't find out that was him until years after I saw it. It's astonishing.
The old man has been in some amazing movies. He's had some like really, he plays some weird fucking characters. He's like all over the board.
He's got
man.
Some range too. That's how you like, that dude must be a fucking brilliant actor. Cause yeah,
he's like a classic character actor. Like give him a weird character and he'll nail it.
Yeah, he's like a mega character actor.
Yeah, like
he's
like a white dreadlock pimp named Drexel from the suburbs or the inner city Detroit, who only wears a silk bathrobe when he's at his house with a ton of other people in his house.
I mean, that's a flex.
That's a big flex.
You know, I've never had a robe. You guys got robes?
I'm a big robe person. I have a silk robe, and if I had more time to prepare, I would have been wearing it right now.
Hell yeah.
Rarely do you hear somebody say, if I had more time to prepare, I'd be wearing my robe.
I was sort of rushed. I didn't think about it. If I had realized that like we had all met in person and we were friends, we were at the silk robe state of our relationship, I was caught off guard.
Also, it surprises me that you never had a robe because you were such a big bath guy.
Yeah, Sean, you should have had a robe by now.
Yeah. Well, here's a weird thing. Oh, another weird thing. I used to not dry off. Did I ever tell you guys that?
What? No. Did you like shake like a dog?
I would just get out and I would just put my shit on. I did not use towels or anything. And I just remembered this the other day. And then one day my aunt hugged me and she's like, why are you so wet? And I was like, I don't. And then she deduced that I did not dry myself off. And she's like, you need to dry yourself.
How did she and ever think of that?
I was proper old, like, oh, I you know, 12. Probably, and I'm just not drying myself. Look at Ian's face.
I don't even know what to do with that. It's like this crazy story that you thought couldn't get any weirder, right?
yeah.
And then,
but the bath thing went even harder. You never dry off.
No, I didn't dry off. I would put my clothes on, and that's
not
what I would
drying
use.
Off, Sean.
That's just getting your clothes wet.
So you would just be damp at first period?
When my mind. They were like drying. That's what in my mind I was like, this is drying and they'll dry off eventually. That
what
was
did
just
you
what
think
it would
people
do.
Had towels in the bathroom for?
Well, it might have been like a maybe I was trying to be quicker or something. I can't rationalize
you
it.
Know what's quicker than not taking a bath?
You live in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where it's like real
it's so
cold.
Yeah. Mad cold. Yeah. And I used to go to like basketball. I think
you know
about
what,
this from like
it's not too late.
To start drying
you
off?
You can get a robe now. Yeah.
You know, I will.
And you can start drying off.
Yeah. I'll get a robe. Eventually, I'll have one. I'll have a robe.
You didn't dry off. That's so wild.
Yeah.
Did
I
you so would
about
you
that.
Like? So you'd go on the bus and you would just be soaking wet?
I didn't start taking the bus until after that, till, I don't know, seventh grade or something. But so I barely missed the window.
Wow.
I also just want to say the way you say deduce, like you, the particular way you say it makes it sound like a sound effect.
Deduce. Deduce.
Yeah, I need to go downtown and pick up my deduce from the auto body shop.
Sounds like you're doing the Phil Collins drum fill.
Deduce, 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 deduce.
Yeah, Yeah, True Romance.
It's a great movie. Now, Dana, we've talked extensively about True Romance on this podcast. You had never seen it before.
I'd never seen it.
You're a woman, you're younger than us. What did you think of it, having never seen it before?
I really liked it. It felt like a gap in my cinema knowledge that I hadn't seen it. I'd sort of been meaning to see it. I really liked it. I thought there were a few like unnecessary, like more than one unnecessary N-word conversations that
Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah. And at that point, I'm like, you know what? When you're doing Django Unchained, like he needs to do it. Okay, fine, Quentin. But like, this is about white people in Detroit. You didn't need to do this, Quentin. No, he loves it. He really loves it.
Almost like he has some feelings.
With the exception of like one or two scenes where I'm like, this could have been cut and the movie would have been, have lost nothing. But no, overall, really good movie.
We all agree. Amazing soundtrack to that movie.
Yep. It is. Hans Zimmer, man. This is the first time I put that together that he like scored it. That's crazy.
Yeah. And the old man does a lot with a little in that movie. He's not in it for long, but he's in it for a good time.
Yeah.
Sean, did you ever think about White Dreadlocks? Was that ever in play?
No.
Okay, it good. Never crossed your mind.
That wasn't like actual gangster enough for me. Like, O-Dog, I thought about like Dookie braids, like longer, like O-Dog braids, like thicker braids. Dreadlocks were never gangster. Those are like Rasta stuff. I don't really like, they're gangster if you think about like Screwface. It like had dreadlocks, but that's like mob gangster, not like Crip gangster.
Didn't use a towel, never thought of dreadlocks.
It's not adding up.
I don't know. There's no math for that.
Dana, if you had to guess what Screwface was from or who Screwface is, what would you just add it? Just
I don't,
clear blue sky.
Don't make me do this. Feels like I'm going to offend someone, and I have absolutely no idea.
No, I doubt it.
Use it in a sentence. Use it in another sentence.
Screwface was a pretty good villain in that movie because it was revealed that he had a twin, so it made him a great villain.
So,
well, that gave up a lot of the game. Now it's just guessing a movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sorry. Oh shit. Yeah.
I have no Boondock Saints.
Well, not too bad. It's marked for death. Steven Seagal.
It's a good guess, though.
If you would have got it right, probably would have had to break my computer. I don't know what I would have done.
It's just casually like, oh, marked for death.
True Romance off the board. David, time for your first pick.
I'm picking The Old Man being a weirdo again. I'm picking The Fifth Element.
Shit!
Oh, yeah.
Because I had to get it quick. He's so fun.
I knew you were going to take
He's
that.
He's so weird. And I was worried about... I was worried it was going to go in the first round. I was really wanting that.
It did. It you were right.
I mean, I did it.
I figured it'd be you because you ride the hardest for that movie.
I fucking love that. Chris Tucker's best on-screen performance. Best thing he ever did.
He's really fun in that, yeah.
Yeah, it's the funniest thing he ever did. That's a bold... I don't mean that.
I'm in the dark on it a lot. Like, I've seen it, but I don't remember a ton of it. So that's something that's got to get watched in the next like month.
It's crazy because it seems like you would like it's wild to me when you're not like, yo, I watch that all the time.
You seem like you'd be a Fifth Element guy. I love it. It was one of the first DVDs that like my dad had.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Ivan was into the Fifth Element game. He loved it. Gary Oldman plays a Southern corporate space gangster named Zorg.
What do you call that haircut faceplate situation?
I don't even know what that is. He's got like a plastic plate that goes over his forehead with like a sweep back, like Proud Boy haircut.
And like
almost
a weird little goatee kind of, right?
Yeah, he's got a little soul patch.
What's a Proud Boy haircut? I didn't know they had haircuts.
Oh, like real close on the sides and long, like Brad Pitt in that Tank movie.
Word. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to describe it, but it's great. Go watch it. Go watch The Old Man. Kill it in The Fifth Element.
Yeah.
Another just like wild choice. Do you think the director was like, the director will probably come up again in this movie, by the way, Luc Besson, or in this draft. Do you think probably he will. Was like, yeah, you're Southern. You're a Southern space gangster.
I feel like he absolutely did not. And Oldman just threw it out. And Luc Besson was like, yes, more.
Yeah.
I feel like he just showed up with that.
Yeah. The script could not have said in parentheses, like Southern alien space gentleman.
No way.
Southern alien space gentleman, dude.
Everyone's just making the biggest choices in that movie, and it's so good for it. And then there's Bruce Willis in the middle making no choice.
No, he was really, it was really diehearted out, kind of.
Yeah. Just being Bruce Willis.
Total Bruce Willis ass move.
Oh, well.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt stole the story about, because Bruce Willis is like notoriously like just kind of an asshole, but not mean. I think people say it's just like a dick. And on the set of Looper, he walked up. He hadn't said anything to Joseph Gordon-Levitt yet, and he walked up and he's like, "Yeah, you do look like me." And then he just walked away.
Apparently, and this is an unofficial story. Apparently, I've heard that on the set of Looper, Bruce Willis did not want to sit through any makeup to look at all like Joseph Gordon-Levitt. So he did not meet him halfway. Joseph Gordon-Levitt had to sit through all of the makeup to look like Bruce Willis.
What a dick. Instead That's of, like, hilarious.
Both going a little bit towards the
they
middle.
Made his face so much bigger. And every day I'd be like, can't they make Bruce's a little? Can we do
no,
both do something?
Bruce did not want to.
Be a bummer.
I'll buy that. I'll buy that story completely.
I can't imagine being that way to someone. I would volunteer to probably do it all myself so Joseph Gordon-Levitt didn't have to do anything.
He seems like a sweetie.
Yeah, I just can't imagine being that way, but whatever.
Speaking of Joseph Gordon-Levitt, John Lithgow was on the Late Late Show today, the day we're recording this, and I think this is just a famous person thing to do, but like he walked up to me and just like acted like he knew me and was just like, "Hey, what's up, man? Good to see you," and did like an elbow bump and like all that stuff.
Have that I told you my thing with sick. Famous people is that they all say good to see you instead of nice to meet you. They all do that.
I do it too, but I did. But in this case, I didn't even say hi, John Lithgow. He came. He walked out of his way and walked up to me like we'd met before. We've
Have
never
you
met before.
You, are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Did you tell him you watched The Crown?
No, I didn't. It was.
Did you tell him you loved him in the Manhattan Project?
No, I didn't tell him that either. I did compliment him on the latest season of what's that old lawyer?
Third Rock from the Sun.
Third Rock from the Sun.
What's that?
Lithgow was in a show. What was that show? Perry Mason. He was good in Perry Mason.
Oh yeah, he was.
Oh yeah, he was in Perry Mason.
But no, we didn't really talk for long. He went about his merry after that. But like, yeah, just walked up to me. Heat seeking missile.
Awesome, Lithgow.
The elbow bump reminded me. I was skating today, and this real little kid, he was probably 8, did a really cool trick for a kid. And this girl was there. She was probably 20 skating and she had a mask on and everything. And she went up to the kid. She's like, "That was awesome. Give me an elbow bump." And he goes, "No, I don't want to get sick." And he just walked away. And I started laughing. I was like, he just dogged you so hard.
So hard.
It was hilarious. "No, I don't want to get sick." And then he just.
Yo, I've been having to yell at people.
Ugh.
About this mask thing out for walks?
Yeah, I just get out of the way, but
sometimes there's no getting out of the way. They're like there's like the, you're on the sidewalk and there's a busy road, you know, and it's like, hey, put a mask on.
People go jogging and you're like, I mean, you're doing the heavy breathing now. What are you doing? Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
It's also yelling at someone for them, which is like a new experience, you know?
Yeah. For your own good. It's practice for being a parent.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Get that out of your nose.
Don't eat it.
Put that over your mouth. The Fifth Element is great. It's a fantastic
the Fifth movie. Element. That's what we're talking about.
Time for my first and second picks, as tis. With my first pick, I have to take these two off the board. With my first pick, I'm going to take an old man.
Uh-huh.
And I'm taking The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
All right. Had to come off the board. All right.
Yeah. Had to come off the board. One of the greatest superhero. I don't even like superhero movies that much, although I'm starting to enjoy them more and more. I watched a few of the Marvel ones, but in my opinion, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, superhero movie of all time.
Oh yeah.
He plays Commissioner Gordon in it. He's great as Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, he nails it.
He's like he walked right out of like a pulpy gothic like Batman comic book.
Looks good in a mustache, second only to Ian Carmel.
Yeah, thank you very much.
There you go.
Oh, I forgot. He is going hard on that mustache.
Yeah, looks he's amazing. Got a big fucking broom, like a big like broom handle mustache.
Yeah. And then when he has to like fake his death in the movie and like put his family through that, that's a real fucking gut wrencher. Cause like, oh man, to have to know that your wife for a while will think that you're dead.
Yeah.
And to have to do that to someone that you love would just be terrible.
And it wouldn't even. Okay. He's Gary Oldman, so you know he fooled him.
Yeah. I mean, he's the old man.
He's great. He's a great actor.
He is. He's just the perfect. Again, you go from like Drexel to Commissioner Gordon. So different. And then he's just so good at it. Both. Both so good. I love me some old man.
Yeah, I love the old man. Yeah, it's just, that's the Heath Ledger one, of course, where he plays the Joker. Mm-hmm. You know, like
Sean. Come on, we know what it is.
Sean's favorite.
Oh God.
Oh no.
Dana, no, this is a. It's not framed or anything. But this here is a Dark Knight poster. You see, and he's saying, "Why? Why get so that, serious?
Get that framed. A baby's room."
I'm gonna. Well, I'm thinking what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna thumbtack it above Laura and I's bed, I think. Surprise her with it some night. Be like, look up.
Make sure it's not the first time it's been thumbtacked. It should have a bunch of holes in every corner. Yeah.
Well, a rip from that time I had to move hastily. I don't want to say why, but I had to get out. So it was ripped. And then I'm gonna thumbtack it to the ceiling and I'm gonna be like, hey Laura, check it out. I put a mirror on the ceiling. And then, you know, the joke will be, I'm the Joker.
Oh, yeah.
A joke, you see.
No, that's a
I'm
joke.
The Joker.
Yeah.
That's so twisted.
You're so twisted, Sean.
That's why I won't, no prenup, you know? I put my foot down because I don't want any surprises like that, so.
That's right. It's just great. Gary Oldman is great in it. He's the perfect Commissioner Gordon. He's Commissioner Gordon to the extent that now, like, there's a few guys who were so good in those, like, supporting superhero roles. J.K. Simmons as
J. Jonah Jameson.
J. Jonah Jameson.
God, he didn't. He looked like the cartoon.
Nailed it.
Or the comic book, sorry.
Yeah. Nailed it. And Michael Caine as Alfred. And like now it's going to be hard to accept anyone else in any of those roles.
Well, one of these days they're just going to stop making Batman movies and I won't have to.
Nope. That's never going to happen.
Yeah, that's happening.
Right.
That's a fun thing to say. The thing is, in the comics, it's kind of amazing. And this is now, did you know you're dating a geek girl? In the comics.
Fake geek girl.
There's so many like Batman storylines that they haven't even like gotten to yet. Yeah. You know what I mean? They keep doing the same one over and over. And so it's like, they're not going to end because they have so many left to do.
If you could just find Lau, then they could just move on to a different movie. But it's, where's Lau? Oh, both ears, dude. We both came in on it.
I'm not wearing the hockey pads.
What? Pray to me. Pray to-
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Bunch of Batman up in here.
The Dark Knight is my first pick. And my second pick, I'm staying with the old man. And another one of his iconic characters, a character by the name of Sirius Black from the motion picture.
Yeah.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you mad at him?
He just took that one out just to hurt me, I think.
What are you talking about? Why would I take it just to hurt you?
Unless
love that
picking
movie.
It next.
You don't even like Harry Potter.
Love beef.
Like the
love
movie.
Beef. Love beef. Damn.
It's like this would be on VH1 right now. This is between you two.
You just got Lil Boosie'd.
Yeah, I do this shit to David for days. I took the smell of weed one time. I don't even smoke weed.
I don't even
David.
Want to talk about it. I thought we were over. I said, don't bring it up anymore.
We're never over, dude.
All right, Ian, talk about how much you love Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
See, he does this to me.
Harry Potter movie directed by Alfonso Cuarón.
Yeah, and, we all know that.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, David and I talk about this when you guys aren't even around. So. Yeah.
It introduced a visual language to the universe.
I had been waiting to see what they were going to do with the Dementors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's the best Harry Potter movie. It's and he's great in it, playing Sirius Black, a guy who we think is one thing, and then turns out he's another. I don't want to spoil it in case anyone hasn't seen The Prisoner of Azkaban.
In case anyone's...
Ian, you feel like after you finish the Redwall books, you're going to go to Harry Potter?
No.
Have you ever read them?
I've never read the Harry Potter books. It seems pointless at this point.
Oh, yeah. God, I always forget that now J.K. Rowling is a shitty person. So it's like, yeah, now it's not even worth it.
It's not even about that for me.
We got a wand right upstairs. Official Harry Potter wand. Cool, huh? Yeah. Pretty rad, huh? Yeah. Big gulps,
maybe,
huh?
Maybe you all should right. use it to manifest yourself a towel after that bat. Expel a dryness.
I take baths now still like pretty regularly. And
wet
like
washed.
Again. Yeah, I look and I'm like, if I did not dry off after this motherfucker, I'd look like a lunatic.
It's wild. It's a crit. Because everywhere you go, you just look mad sweaty.
When it's wet, you get water everywhere.
I would have thought it would have been a funnier story if you like shook dry like a Labrador.
It just fucking shake it off. Sure. I'd give it a shot. I don't think
Yeah.
I don't think much of the water's coming off, though.
Prisoner of Azkaban. It also has the Rickman in it, Alan Rickman.
Yep. Yep. Severus Snape.
Dana, you're a huge Harry Potter fan. Do you want to talk about the Prisoner of Azkaban?
No. No, I don't.
You see that?
No.
See? It's
take
not
it
all
away.
Fun and games.
We're in a huge fight.
This is a fight? Oh, shit.
One time we were drafting states, and I picked Hawaii, and Ian's like, you've never even been to Hawaii. And then he got all on my shit about
it. Is that you?
It's actually, I think it's a pretty good Ian.
What is it?
Do me now. Do me.
No, I can't. I don't. You're okay, too much bass in your
do
voice.
Do Dana.
No, don't. It's going to make me feel bad about myself. Okay, do me.
Then all right. You've never even been to Hawaii.
Perfect. Mwah.
Chef's like you just
do,
did you.
Here, I'll do Ian again. You've never even been to Hawaii.
Oh, man.
What?
No, I can't do it. That's not how you sound.
Ian, talk more about Prisoner of Azkaban.
I'm afraid that's how I sound now. I'm locked in my own head.
No, you sound like an angel.
You're a prisoner of Azkaban.
I'm a prisoner of Sean's impression.
Prisoner of Ian's Caban.
I've heard someone, impossible to remember who, compare your voice to a Jewish trumpet.
It was me. I said it.
It was me. I said that.
It's a very spooky. It's a spooky Harry Potter movie. I like that they go to Hogsmeade in it, so it's like also a little like it's wintry and kind of seasonal and everything.
Yep. It's the second one.
The third.
Azkaban, third one.
I also. Okay. It's good that Voldemort's like not in it. It's a very self-contained story, which is fun.
Yeah. I love that about it, and I also love that it kind of like it makes the world. I mean, the visual language that the Quran introduced was amazing. Like all of a sudden, it like,
damn,
looked like a beautiful movie, like more so than the
dog.
Maybe the first two.
My man is wilding right now.
But also, but
I feel like he might be getting a text on the side.
The twists and turns, but there were also twists and turns. Like there were reveals in it that I don't want to give away that made the world seem bigger, and that like it introduced people from like the past, and it was like you thought this person was one way, they're actually another way, like kind of thing. And again, not to like do any spoilers or anything, but like I really enjoyed that.
It has been a really long time. I think you can spoil Prisoner of Azkaban.
Okay, well, they think Gary Oldman's character is a bad dude, and he turns out not to be a bad dude at all.
He's a great dude, right?
Yeah, great dude. Like, the person who's been, like, he was a friend of Harry's parents and tasked to, like, watch over.
Harry's godfather.
Yeah, and you find out, like, at a crucial moment.
That was the Harry Potter movie I had to shut off because I couldn't quite get through the Britishness of it when I tried to watch it, like, 15 years ago. I was like, I really don't know what they're saying right now, and it's tough, and
you
I shut it
off.
You
gotta get the subtitles, dog.
You know I don't read, David. That goes.
It's true. You've said that.
It goes everywhere, all across the board.
I also feel like Azkaban is like the first one that doesn't feel like a kid's movie. Like the first two feel like very literal. And they're directed by Chris Columbus, who's like, he did like Mrs. Doubtfire and like kids movies. So they were like, okay, we need a director who like knows how to work with kids. Because like these are 9-year-old or 10-year-old children. But then by Azkaban, they're like, no, let's like make this a real movie.
And it deals with death in a big way and stuff. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, then you think about the Harry Potter universe, they allude HPU. To this stuff, but then you're like, at some point, these are going to have to start murking people, and it's going to be real, and these are going to be people that we've known through the show. So, yeah, it's when it gets real, you're just like, oh, shit. This is it's not a kid's movie anymore.
It's not a game.
All right, so I took my second pick, the Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Razzmatazz. David, time for your next pick.
I'm going with the port, man. I'm taking Black Swan.
Oh, great pick.
I love a movie about someone descending into madness and a confused stabbing.
You know, I've only seen it once, and I don't think I gave it the credit that I should have, because I don't think it had the impact on me that it should have. It's like a really...
I love that movie. It's
go
great.
Back and watch it. It's really, really... They both kill it, too. Mila Kunis kills it, too, man.
Does she like single white female Natalie Portman?
Natalie Portman thinks she is.
Yeah, because she's going nuts.
Gotcha.
And the fun fact is that the Portman met her husband on that movie. He's like the male ballet dancer.
Oh,
and
really?
He was also the choreographer. And like every like dance scene, there's like one dude like doing like the lit. And like that, they met on that movie and then they got married.
Dancing can really bring people together.
It's very sexy.
You like to hear it.
Also, judging by this movie, you can tear them apart.
You can tear them right apart. Yeah.
It has all the power.
Damn.
That movie's a fucking psychodrama, man. That thing's crazy.
Yeah, it's really, I love the ending too, where you're just like, ah, man, this is very good and it's very intense. If you want to feel something, go watch Black Swan tonight by yourself.
You know who else is good in that movie? Winona Ryder.
Yes.
A comeback Winona.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'm so happy for her, like, renaissance right now. She's always ruled. And then I think about, too, didn't she get busted for, like, stealing makeup or something? That's what we used to get mad at celebrities for. That was, like, a big deal.
She was, like, addicted to shoplifting.
I don't care. Who gives a shit?
Yeah,
there was no judgment, and I was just letting you know what happened.
Yeah. I was addicted to shoplifting for quite some time, too. And
really?
A lot of people think me and Winona Ryder are similar in many ways, and that's one of them.
I wear a free Sean Jordan shirt sometimes.
Yeah, me too. With purchase of a Sean Jordan of equal or lesser value is what the back says.
I got them printed preemptively, just like.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah, man. Black Swan.
There's no other kind of dancing you could do a Black Swan movie with.
River dance.
There couldn't be like a intense river dance movie.
I hate to be that guy, but they did rip the plot from Breaking 2, so.
Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same exact movie.
I feel like there could be a really intense like ballroom dance. Those people seem really intense.
They do. They do for sure.
Yeah, but nobody involved in ballroom dancing is sexy. Not in real life.
Oh, come on.
Man, we're going to get some heat for that.
You don't think there's a flamenco dancer out there who's
flamenco,
hot as hell?
Flamenco, yes, yes, yeah. Like the Latin dances.
The Latin
dances. Those count. Those count.
I saw a thicky thick Lindy Hop once. It was pretty cool.
I'm saying, nobody hot does Lindy Hop. Just based on my personal experience.
You got to watch like one or two episodes of Dancing with the Stars because some of those dancers are pretty good.
That's the cream of the crop, though.
That's what we're talking about.
We're
talking
about
the Black Swans.
Yeah, we're talking about the Black Swans.
I'm basing this off some Lindy Hoppers I did improv classes with.
I bet those two go to hand in hand. Like, it's like Lindy Hop class on Monday, improv class on Wednesday.
They seem like they're going hand in hand in between classes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get it.
Any of y'all ever been to the ballet?
No.
No.
No, I haven't either.
I want it. I've seen the Nutcracker. Does that count? I guess the Joffrey Ballet growing up a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to the ballet a few times growing up. We would go to see the Nutcracker in Chicago. Yeah.
Well, fine. That's awesome. I've never been to any classy shit. I never get to do anything like that.
You're allowed. Yeah.
I've never been to a play, I don't think. Didn't use towels when I was a kid. You know, classy shit.
You got to go to a play when this is over.
Yeah, I want to badly. Or no, I did. I went to Book of Mormon.
Somebody moves to the next pick. I'm eating my dinner just because of how the time of this all worked out. Wait,
it's
hold
all
on.
Good.
I'll do it.
Sean Jordan.
Time for your second pick. Wait, David, you got it. You got it. You got it.
Yeah. Sean Jordan, time for your second pick.
Oh, it's only my second pick. See, I would have fucked it up. Second pick, I'm staying in the world of the port, man. And I'm picking Garden State.
Yeah.
Got to do it.
That feels like a Sean Jordan pick.
Yeah, I knew you were going to take it.
It definitely is. Then I love that movie just as much as I did like the first time I saw it. I love that movie. I think it's so good. The soundtrack kicks ass. He's like, I've never been like a morose person, but I don't even know how to say this. It's like oddly romantic seeming when he's just so like depressed. It wouldn't be fun to be depressed. It's not fun to be depressed. But when you watch it in a movie like that and you're like looking at the character, seems kind of fun.
Well, it seems fun because he has great wallpaper.
Yeah. And he's like running around New Jersey hanging out with Method Man. My depression has a lot more pizza.
Yeah, that depression would be my best life.
Yeah, that was not like he fell in love.
A depression that makes him irresistible to Natalie Portman.
Yeah, yeah. What a great time.
So I listened to the Shrubs podcast a bunch, and how he got her to be in that, he was doing a play in New York, and he was like in the dressing room where she had done a play like a year earlier, and this is the same dressing room. And he wrote her like a handwritten letter explaining the movie and asking her to be in it. And she said, yeah. And that's how he got her. It didn't like go through agents or anything. I mean, eventually.
How did the dressing room have anything to do with that? He left it in the dressing room for her to find?
No, that was his motivation. He was just like in the same dressing room that she had been in like a year before doing like a play in New York and he just got the motivation to like actually write a letter and ask her.
How do you get her address?
I don't know.
That's the real question, right?
No say, my friend. You know, those powerful folks, they can get those addresses.
Was he powerful at that point?
He was. I think so. Scrubs? Was this pre-Scrubs? Funny to think post-Scrubs? Of
Scrubs making someone powerful.
Was it post-Scrubs? I thought it was pre-Scrubs.
I think it was like right in the middle, wasn't it?
I don't know. Mid-Scrubs? It was a mid-Scrubs flick?
Mid-Scrub.
He was mid-Scrubs, but no towel afterward.
Mid-Scrubs. Yeah.
Hell yeah, Garden State.
Yeah, Garden State.
I remember that, like, right when we met, Sean, it was, like, pretty soon, after we met, and you said, this band will change your life, and then you put your earbuds in my ear, and it was Great Malenko by the Insane Clown Posse.
Great Malenko. Ha, 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 ha. Great Malenko. Ha, 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 ha.
It did.
I love the Insane Clown Posse. Very hilarious, interesting music, Dana. Now you know that about
me.
Oh,
no.
Oh, yeah. That was the right response.
I can't believe you showed me a Dark Knight poster, paper poster that you have, and now just tell me that you like the Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, it's not all starting to add up?
See, if I put it in a frame, then I can't roll it back up, and it takes up all this space. So it's easier just to have it loose like this. And then, you know, I pull it out. Like, sometimes I'll tape it up when company's coming over, and then I'll take it off the wall when they leave.
How old are you again? Just say your age for me.
39 All clips, right. Or 39 bullets in the clip of life. Right. Out here.
If the poster is rolled up, it is both literally and figuratively twisted.
Uh-huh. Another good band.
Yeah.
David, keep quarterbacking.
You want me to keep quarterbacking?
Yeah, Dana. I got two bell peppers left. Yeah. Go ahead.
What's that, about 4.5 minutes?
Yeah, I was going to say that's a metaphor. That's not...
Dana, it's time for your second and third pick, as it is a serpentine draft.
All right, I'm staying in the Portman zone.
Okay.
And taking V for Vendetta.
Damn it!
Yeah, she's icy. Damn icy it. In that
Based
movie.
On a graphic novel. I read for the first time the graphic novel this year. I had like read it maybe in high school, but it didn't connect at all. Loved it. Watched the movie. To me, it's like one of the best. I'm like super harsh on like adaptations. I always think the book is better, but like this is one case where I really think they did the smartest thing with the adaptation. They streamlined it in a really good way and make it just like a super effective movie. It tugs at the heartstrings. Great mm-hmm. cast. It works for me every time. Like the end, it always hits me. I always get chills. I hate that like the masks have been like, I guess just become like a dumb thing for the worst people in the world. But like, as a movie, the Wachowski sisters like wrote and I mean like shadow directed just like a really effective movie about, you know, fascism and totalitarianism and anarchy. It's a fun flick.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I completely get out of the way, dude. There you go.
Oh God.
Oh God. It is kind of funny to me that like the two symbols of like the worst dudes on the internet, like the Guy Fawkes mask and like the red pill idea, are both things popularized by films of two trans women.
For real.
Isn't that how it goes?
Remember the 5th of November.
The gunpowder treason and plot. I can think of no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Right?
That felt like it.
Also, I had watched it with some friends and we were talking about it and like how lucky for Natalie Portman that she shaved her head and like also got to discover that she's gorgeous with a shaved head.
Yeah.
And like has a perfectly shaped skull and just like looks amazing.
It is a good one.
Really? I mean, lucked out, really.
Roll the dice. Do you think they did some like magnetic imaging first? You know what I mean? To like find out like, okay, good. You still look dank without your...
I think they actually brought in a phrenologist.
I told you I'd work again.
Wasted degree.
What a brag for Natalie Portman to get to be like, oh, I only did this for the movie. But like secretly now she gets to show everyone how hot she is with a shaved head.
Yeah.
She should do it again. You know what I mean?
I'd throw it in the repertoire for sure if I were her.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. It takes a while to grow back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
So number two pick, V for Vendetta. Very effective flick for me. And number three, I'm going back to the Kid Man, and I'm saying Moulin Rouge.
Shit, you're taking all the Kid Man.
That was on my list too.
It's a good movie. It's it hits me. I like a movie that makes me cry. Give me a good cry. I think Ewan McGregor's great. It's fun. It's just like it's a a frenzy of color and sound and music. Whatever, Ian, whatever you said as the description of this, but for Moulin Rouge.
never
we also
have
do
I
the
seen
Tango de Roxanne in this show.
I've never seen Moulin Rouge. She is a lady of the night. Am I correct?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It is based on an opera, I believe. But yeah, she is a courtesan. She's sort of like a showgirl at the Moulin Rouge.
Okay. And Ewan is a down on his luck gentleman who goes to the Moulin Rouge and finds love. Is
it's
that
a,
what happens?
It's a classic hijink situation. I would characterize it as a hijink. She has to seduce a rich duke to fund like a theatrical production. And okay. Ewan McGregor shows up in a top hat trying to like convince her to like be in a play that he wrote. And she mistakes him for the duke and they fall in love. And then she discovers he's not the duke, but it's too late. They're already in love. And now they have to figure out this secret relationship.
Classic, total classic.
But also with a lot of music. A
lot of music. A lot of Baz Luhrmann flashes and colors and
oh, he's,
fast
he's
camera Lerman. Movement.
He's Luhrmann off. Which I don't
Luhrmann. It's got great music in it. It's so fun. Like, I mean, the Lady Marmalade, the remake of that song was from that movie.
Oh, it's so fun.
Come on, Lil' Kim, Christina Aguilera. Great video.
Yeah. Pink showing off. Maya getting like kind of like the last sparks of that career.
Kind of the last shine Maya ever got. Yeah. What happened to Maya?
I don't know, man. Ghetto Superstar came up the other day because it comes up sometimes when I listen to music. She fucking wailed, dude.
I love Maya.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Moving on.
That foursome is fun.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Could you imagine you go to a Benihana's in there?
Whoa.
Could you imagine?
I'm just trying to get at that. I'm trying. Voulez-vous eat whatever eat means?
Voulez-vous toss me that shrimp, Daya?
Pink's just at the bar starting fights. Someone called her by her real name and she just beat the shit out of him.
In that group, who's in charge? Who's like saying where they're going next?
I think Christina says she's in charge, but I think Lil' Kim is in charge.
I don't know. Okay.
Christina seems like a difficult person to disagree with just because it would be a hassle.
Yeah. She does seem like...
Yeah, like you ever have that friend where you're like, no, I don't, nobody really wants to go there, but do you want to deal with Jake all night? Let's just fucking go get a beer there.
Yeah, let's just go to Mission Cantina, I guess, and get a pitcher of Margs for whatever reason.
Yeah, we have that friend.
He knows I'm pre-diabetes. I just got my blood work back, by the way. I'm not.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Sickening. Yeah. This day is getting better, man.
I will.
John, you can't. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying, I'll go on the record as saying I think Christina Aguilera seems like a handful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she's so tiny, too. You know what I mean? Tiny dynamite.
Sean, you can't get blood work, right?
No. No, grip work. Yeah. Yeah, whenever I skinned my knee when I was a kid, way before the Crips, I'd just skin my knee and I'd be like, my knee's cripping. You got a Band-Aid or anything?
My knee's cripping.
All this clud is cripping on the floor.
All this clud.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. Yeah. Good stuff.
We're having a good time.
Hell yeah.
Excellent two picks.
Thank you.
Sean, time for your third pick.
3, 4, 5. This is getting tough, man, because you guys are going a different route than I thought you were. I kind of want to start doing... I want to do a couple for me. But there's still like some bangers out there,
so I'm torn.
Yeah.
I took 2 for me.
All right. Well, I haven't messed around with the Kid Man yet. I don't think you guys are taking this, but Days of Thunder is...
Yeah, she was on my list.
Yeah, man. She's fantastic. That was my introduction to the Kid Man. And it's such a good movie. TC, got a little John C. Reilly in there, or Robert Duvall. It's so...
I've never seen it, Sean. Can you give me a little log line?
Yeah, he doesn't even know what he wants to do, Tom Cruise. He like happens into like driving somehow. Somebody sees him drive and they're like, you should try to drive our race car. We need a driver. And he's like, I don't know how to drive a race car. I'm too badass for that.
He's
so
a wheel
he goes
man.
And he drives the car and they see a bunch of raw potential. But that's all it is at that point is raw potential. They need to mold him. So they start working on him. And like get him to be a decent race car driver. And then he gets in this huge crash together and they both have to go to the hospital. And then his doctor is the Kid Man. She kind of works him back in, does brain scans and things, take care of him, gets him back into good health. And then they just develop a relationship as he progresses as a race car driver. And his name in the movie is Cole Trickle. And that led to my discovery that Dick Trickle was the name of a real race car driver. And that's insane to me.
That's
that
there was some, very funny named and Dick Trickle. A terrible name.
Oh,
Dick,
so, what a bummer.
Dick Tifer Trickle.
You figure like Dick Trickle and Dick Buttkiss just have to go bowling once a year and just like get it out.
Just fucking deal with it together.
Just go vent for like a couple hours. Just have a night where they're just like, this sucks.
But if your name is Dick Trickle, you could go by Richard Trickle. That's a choice.
Yeah, you could be Rick Trickle. That's still pretty cool.
You're choosing to be Dick Trickle.
Yeah, you got to be known. 100%. 100%.
Yeah, man. I like Days of Thunder. And also, I've talked about this before, but my friend growing up had probably 20 movies on VHS that we could watch during sleepovers. And I slept over at his house like 3-4 times a week. So Days of Thunder was in heavy rotation when I was a kid. Just like that was one of the movies that we'd just throw in and fall asleep to. So yeah, I like me some Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder. David, time for your third pick.
I'm also going with the kid man, and I am picking The Golden Compass.
Oh! An interesting pick. I feel like most fans of that book are not big supporters of that movie.
I've never read the book, and I have watched his Dark Materials on HBO. I've read about the book kind of a lot, which is weird. But yeah, I haven't read the book, so maybe that's probably why I like it. But I just think it's a great story, man. I think it's a great story.
What's the turnoff for fans of the book?
You know, I never actually read the book. I just know a bunch of people who like love the book and were mad about, I guess, specific book related things.
I'll tell you what the turn on is: a big fucking polar bear with armor. Yeah.
Come on, ice bears, dude. It's amazing. It's amazing. Awesome. It's amazing.
That's so cool.
What's his name? Ulrich Barrison or some crazy cool fucking bear name?
Yeah,
I think it's great. The guy who wrote it seems like a real interesting guy. He said Paradise Lost was a big influence on it. Also, he said it wasn't supposed to be a YA book. Just like his kids loved it. Doesn't matter. The Golden Compass. I think Nicole Kidman is very chilling in it, which I think is like a thing she's good at. And it's a fun movie to watch.
Kind of a rough quality when someone's like, you're so chilling all the time.
Well, I mean, I think she's playing it up. I don't know her personally.
Oh, you don't? Oh, I'll introduce you guys. She's all dope. Right.
Yeah.
She is pretty chilling.
I find you to be chilling.
Chilling and methodical.
excellent pick. Yeah, I'm rereading, speaking of YA, I'm reading Redwall again.
Yeah, what are those? I've never heard of them.
They're awesome. It's about like a bunch of mice who live in an abbey, but they're all anthropomorphic. Mm-hmm. So they're dealing with this like rat who's attacking the abbey named Clooney the Scourge. He's got a sword. I read it when I was like 8 years old. George Clooney the Scourge. Yeah, he's like throwing Nespressos at them.
Scourge of the dating scene, right?
That's get right, married. Dude. Not anymore. You know, Amal's got him locked down, dude. Speaking of Amal's, great AFE episode.
This one. He's on brand, this one.
Always, dude. Well, not anymore. I moved out of Glendale. Local joke. Hey. Local joke for the people.
Thank God. Can I just vocalize, by the way, having been to both houses now? Night and day. Just how calm the new place is such a welcome change. I mean, I can't imagine how much calmer it is for you, but like parking, not noises all the time. It's not awesome. Like smoke from kind of everywhere coming in. It's just, it's the best.
It's such a better life. It's so much better. Time for my third pick.
Third and fourth.
With my third pick, I'm going to the Portman. Mm-hmm. And I'm taking this movie called Annihilation.
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it either.
It's you guys have really to watch good, right? it. It's a fucking trip, dude. It's like people told, like when they were talking about it, said like it was scary, and it's not scary, but it's really just more like chilling's also not the right word. It's like kind of unsettling and confusing, but like in a good way.
Is it like an End of Days type movie, or is it like an Alien Invasion type movie?
There's basically, so like the plot is there's like a huge bubble like in the south, or this like energy field that's expanding, mm-hmm. and everything inside it is getting kind of like genetically fucked up. So there's like all these weird animals and plants inside. Like, it's turning these plants into these, like, gigantic, crazy plants.
Oh, I have seen it. And then they have to go in.
Yeah, and they send the military in, but it's all women. Like, it's a team of all women.
And her
yeah.
husband is, what's his name? Isaac, Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, yeah.
That dude can act.
Yeah.
I will. It is wild. Anyway, that sounds amazing. Shit. Man, I might have to call an audible on Paddington and change the gear.
It's a They're different very gear. Different.
There could not be a more different night. It truly can't be a more different night.
Yeah. It'll stay a Paddington night, I have a feeling.
I think you should. Yeah, it's called The Shimmer, and they walk in there and it's just really hard to describe. It's crazy. It's got an amazing soundtrack.
There's wild animals. Those animals go. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I do remember that movie. Yeah.
Scary bear thing.
Yes. Yeah. That bear. Oh my God.
And that lady who's very scary also who's with the, or you know what? Watch the movie.
Yeah.
Watch the movie.
Don't take my word for it.
It's unsettling. Yeah. Don't let it be the last thing you do that night.
I do that all the time where I watch something gnarly and I'm like, well, I got to watch some King of the Hill to cleanse the palate.
Yeah,
so I'm not,
yeah.
So I don't think about like killing all night.
You'll have weird dreams if it's the last thing. But it's great. It's full of great performances. It's a great movie. It's a very unique movie. Like, I've never seen anything like it. And apparently it's like an allegory for like getting over a breakup or something like that. Have you heard that, Dana?
I haven't.
It's something like that. Yeah. Anyway,
I don't know. I've never gotten over a breakup. I just move on, dude. And keep all the feelings.
I've never broken up with anyone. I've never had a breakup.
No, nice. You never will. Annihilation. And then my next pick, I'm going to stay in the Portman lane.
Mm-hmm.
And also another movie directed by Luc Besson. I'm taking Leon the Professional.
Yeah. Isn't that our first movie?
Yeah. I can't believe it stuck around this
one. Yeah, me either. I thought it was a little quick.
I've never seen that one.
Oh, it's good.
So
she's
good.
She's a baby assassin.
Yeah, essentially. Like, isn't it like she finds out she kind of has a knack for it, I think. And then Leon like kind of takes her under his wing, if I'm remembering right.
Not
yeah.
Either. Right.
Well,
he moves into
really.
A building. It's kind of different than that.
Okay.
He does take her under his wing. They like she like helps him with stuff. But she kind of does have like a little bit of a knack for it. But that's not. Yeah, it's not really about that.
Okay.
Dude, it's about the streets, dude.
Honestly, it's your classic Odd Couple movie.
Yeah, the original Odd Couple.
Yeah.
The Gary, it's also an old man, by the way. So this is a double. This is an old man Portman.
Two bangers.
Shit, I was looking for one. I didn't know the old man was in there.
Yep. Oh, yeah, he's in it. He's great. He plays a crazy DEA agent.
Damn you.
Who I think does drugs. Like, in it, doesn't he like snap pills or something like, or maybe I'm
pretty sure.
Yeah. He's like hunting down Leon. It's like he's like hell bent on catching him. And there's that famous scene where he's like they're like send backup. And like who? And he's like everyone. He's like off the fucking. He's off the chain in this movie too. He's fucking nuts. And Natalie Portman is amazing. She's so good in it.
She was a kick ass at. She was great out the gate, man.
Out the gate.
She's so good. She's so good in that movie. Like, cause really, like Leon's character is so like, kind of he underplays it. So she really does kind of. She's like the pulse of that movie.
She really is. Yeah. She's the heart. She's. I mean, she's the heart of it.
Yeah.
She really is the heart of it. She's like who you care about in it, and she's who makes you care about. Jean Reno, the guy playing the assassin, the guy playing Leon, like without her, like softening him, it's kind of like a lone wolf and cub kind of situation. Like,
yeah, just be a weird dude with a plant.
Yeah, he'd be a weird dude with a plant. Yeah, who's like who does like pull ups and is methodical about killing people, and then he gets in there, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, he has a heart. He's had a heart this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
He saves the cat, but he saves the gnat.
He saves the gnat exactly. He saves the gnat, He turns a hitman into the hero of a movie. Yeah, so just a great movie. That's my fourth pick. David, time for your fourth pick?
My fourth pick, I'm going back to the Portman, also very young. People forget that she was in this movie, but the little bit she was in it, pretty good. I'm taking Heat.
Yeah, she was in Heat.
She played Pacino's daughter. She nailed it. That movie, if you haven't seen that movie, go fuck yourself.
She's a good young actor.
She was great. She was great.
Zach made the Heat move a couple times in really weird situations where it'd be like 10:30 on like a Tuesday night and he's like, you want to watch Heat? I'm like, not really right now.
Yeah, you want to stay up till 2? That is a long movie.
Like, I do want to watch Heat, but it's like pretty heavy for right now, isn't it?
It's just so long.
It's so good, though, dude. Was it like the first movie with Pacino and De Niro with like that scene where they're at the table the first time they'd like ever been together on screen or something?
Yeah. And there's all those theories where it's like they weren't actually both there.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't stand each other for some reason. I don't know.
I think it's sometimes you're just two big dogs. You got to get off the porch.
Yeah.
A Christina Aguilera and a Little Kim situation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I say that 30, 40 times a day, probably.
Oh, this is just another one of those classic Christina Aguilera and Little Kim situations, isn't it?
They're like, sir, this is an Arby's.
I know it is. You're telling me. I know this is a fucking Arby's. You're proving it.
Why do you think I'm so fucking tense?
But yeah, Heat. That's my pick.
Heat.
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 We've talked about Heat a lot.
Many times.
Yeah, it's great.
Consult our catalog for further views on Heat. Sean, time for your fourth pick.
I am going to stay with the Portman, and I'm going to go, it's really the only like full-on romantic comedy that I could find out of any of these, and it is called No Strings Attached.
Oh!
I love it to pieces. It's got Ashton Kutcher in the Portman, and Guy Branum is in there.
Yes,
and
he is!
I didn't know that until after I knew him, and then I watched it again. I was like, obviously, there's no mistaking Guy Branum, but he's got one of the funniest... So Ashton Kutcher's naked in the morning and he walks away into Natalie Portman's bedroom and he looks, I think it's Mindy Kaling. He looks over and he goes, yep, I'm definitely gay. So funny. But yeah, I love a romantic comedy. There's no secret there. Textbook feel good romantic comedy. They're both like rich, extremely successful, gorgeous young people where you're like, it's so unbelievable that I'll take the, I'm going to go on the ride with you. And then,
wasn't there a Deep Impact?
Yeah, it was called Friends with Benefits with Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis. And as a lot of people like the Black Swan thing, like, oh, are they rivals? You know, because they both had dueling romantic comedies come out as well.
Yeah. It's
very funny. But yeah, No Strings Attached. It's just such a ridiculous plot. Let's have sex and not get serious about it. You're like, man, I'll sign up for as many of those as you want to give me. Sure.
That's not a ridiculous. What?
Dude, that's like always the thing in these movies where they're like, all right, just sex though.
You're gonna fall in love.
I thought you said it like that's a plot that doesn't happen in real life.
Oh no, I'm just saying it's like it's pretty tired romantic comedy plot, but
I love it.
I mean, Seinfeld even did it, you know, so it's like very fun. But yeah, No Strings Attached. I love it.
NSA, excellent. Dana, time for your fourth and then your final pick, as it is a serpentine draft, and we'll do the fifth pick. We'll do a lightning round.
Oh, all right. My fourth pick, I'm going to go To Die For with Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, see, I don't know that one.
A really underrated movie directed by Gus Van Sant. The screenplay is by the amazing writer Buck Henry. It's like, I honestly think it's like one of the most underrated, like it's just sort of forgotten, but it deserves to be sort of revitalized.
Well, we were talking about it a little bit, right?
I was talking. It's she played Nicole Kidman. It's so funny. It's like very dark and very funny. She plays basically like a fame obsessed local news anchor who wants to be famous. And she kind of seduces a local high school student played by a very young Joaquin Phoenix to murder her husband for her.
Been there.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's a comedy. It's like a dark comedy. It's not a drama.
Right. And the thing is, because I wanted to pick it, but I haven't seen it recent enough to wax about it. So I'm glad you picked it because I remember it being fantastic.
It's one of those that I feel like just gets forgotten. I actually saw it. They did a screening at the, back when movie theaters were a thing at the Alamo Drafthouse downtown. Like I saw it, got to see it on the big screen. And
that
I was just
so
like,
fun.
How did I miss this movie? I think it was sort of like a box office like bomb. People didn't really get it at the time, but it really, I think, deserves to be dug up. And then my final pick, good, classic, fun superhero movie. I'm going to go with Thor.
Portman. Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
I just think it's a fun fish out of water directed by the Kenneth Branagh. Hemsworth is charming. She's like whatever in it. She's not like used very well, Natalie Portman, but like overall just a fun movie.
She's in it though. Hell yeah. That's a great superhero. That's such a good time. Hemsworth fucking nails it.
Because it's such a fish out of water, right? It's like an isolated... Like some, I think superhero movies make the mistake of going way too big, where it's like, you got to save the universe and the galaxy and the whatever. But like, no, it's just this one town, just Hemsworth. Keep it small. It's a lot of fun.
Excellent, Beck. I love it.
All right, here you go. This is something I did not know until I was on IMDb today. I'm going to pick it because it just blew my mind so hard. I had no idea. I'm going to go with the old man. He was in Hannibal, and he played Mason Verger. Do you know who that was in Hannibal?
No.
He's that guy that Hannibal convinced to cut his face up with glass.
Ah!
Gary Oldman is the second version of that, because there's a first part of the movie where I don't think it's him. I think it's a different actor. And then Hannibal convinces him to cut his face up with glass, and then Gary Oldman is the guy who's laying in bed who, like, can barely talk. Is that helping you out?
Whoa!
Gary Oldman played him?
Yeah. I was shocked when I saw that, because you hear him talk and he's just talking to Hannibal. I didn't need you to do this. So you can't hear an accent or anything. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. So
wow.
I had to pick that just so I could tell you guys that was Gary Oldman. Is that fucking crazy?
Good pick.
He's such a good actor. And I know it's makeup, but like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's wild.
That shit is insane. Yeah. So anyway, Hannibal.
Excellent. David, your final pick?
I'm doing it. I don't give a shit what you nerds think. I don't give a shit if it was one of the worst movies in the series, because you know what? I was 12, and I fucking loved that shit. I'm taking Phantom Menace. God damn it.
Yeah, I loved it too.
I liked it. Jar Jar Binks was pretty racist, but other than that, you know what I mean?
Boy, good he movie. Sure was. I like the prequels. I think they're all fun.
If I had to make concessions for racist shit in movies, I would have nothing to pick.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it
you'd
does, Sean.
You'd have to take Paddington.
That's it. And two.
I do think you're pretty safe with Paddington.
Yeah, no, Attack of the Clones. I liked it. I don't know, man. I guess people say that's like the worst one.
It's a kid's movie.
Yeah,
I liked it.
I was a kid. I thought it was cool.
Qui-Gon Jinn is my favorite Jedi ever.
And your favorite drink, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, give me some Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah, I was
wait,
just.
Are you taking Attack of the Clones or Phantom Menace?
I'm taking Phantom Menace. I'm sorry. I'm taking Phantom Menace. The first one.
You wouldn't say we go through episodes two like Attack of the Clones?
No, Talib Kweli, but I didn't think about that. Yes.
It's the worst line from such a good song.
He was the worst verse on such a good song, if you really want to.
Phantom Menace. Excellent final
pick.
My final pick, Cruise, Kidman, Kubrick.
It had to get taken.
Uh-huh.
Eyes Wide Shut. Just fucking and sucking and wearing masks.
Just in the lab. We don't need to dive in, but yeah.
You know what it's about.
Fucking, sucking, wearing masks.
Fucking, sucking, and wearing masks. Not a movie I'm ever going to watch again.
Sounds like my Halloween.
Yes, it's real life right now. That's all everyone's doing.
No.
Anyone who's hopefully obeying the rules anyways, you know?
No, I didn't do anything on Halloween.
I didn't either.
Did I?
We did something.
Yeah, I was Emily in Paris.
Oh, yeah, you were Emily in Paris.
It's pronounced Emily in Perry.
Emily in Paris.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know if you guys saw the tweet. It was pretty big.
And I was that psycho dude from Fargo, just sort of all month. I look like him.
You do. You sure do.
Boy, oh boy, do I. Yeah, Eyes Wide Shut. So that's our final pick. Dana, you went first. You took Paddington, V for Vendetta, Moulin Rouge, To Die For, and then Thor. Sean, you went second. You took True Romance, Garden State, Days of Thunder, No Strings Attached, and Hannibal. David, you went third. You took The Fifth Element, Black Swan, The Golden Compass, Heat, and Phantom Menace. I went last, and I took The Dark Knight, Harry Potter, and The Prisoner of Azkaban, a movie I love more than anyone else on this podcast, Annihilation, Leon the Professional, and Eyes Wide Shut.
Everything I had written down got taken.
Me too.
Every single thing. Every single
thing.
Well,
we didn't have to double up. I was like, you know, because I was going to pick Revenge of the Sith. And I was like, if it gets down to it and someone's already picked a Star Wars, I'm still going to pick it. So I'm glad we didn't have to double up.
There was Avengers Endgame, but we've already took Thor. And then there was Mars Attacks, which is also a portmanteau.
She's really, that is a fun movie.
It's super fun. Rules.
It's sort of, I feel like a movie made of all deleted scenes.
That's so funny.
That's my take for that movie, is it's so weird and disjointed, but it is fun.
It's real fun. And then I almost took Baz Luhrmann's Australia, which is a Nicole Kidman movie.
Yeah, I weirdly liked that movie too. I don't really know why, with Hugh Jackman, right?
Yeah, it was like a sweeping epic.
I just kind of liked it. It was big. I was super baked when I watched it.
Same.
There wasn't not a lot of old man movies beating my door down. I was like, oh, I got the ones I like, and they're great, but I'm not going to pick like Tinker Tailor or anything.
Tinker Tailor is amazing.
There's The Hours. That I've never seen, but people think is good.
Yeah, it could be more like The Theirs, you know, not for me.
The Portman was in Zoolander. She just played herself for like 10 seconds. So that would have been a fun one, I felt like that was almost cheating.
Bombshell.
I haven't seen Bombshell.
I saw it in theaters like on a Tuesday. My friend Mohammed.
Nice. Sean, you would like Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. You should watch it. It's good.
Or Jackie.
Yeah, I should.
I haven't seen Jackie.
I haven't seen Jackie yet.
I also didn't see Jackie, and I kind of feel bad that I haven't.
Darkest Hour with the old man, which he won the Oscar for, is really good.
That's when he's Churchill?
Yeah, he plays Churchill.
I think Zach and I watched that. Yeah.
Oh, she's a stripper in Closer. I forgot
she's
in that
movie. Yeah. I love that movie, but it's just such a bummer. Yeah. I didn't want to talk about it.
Instead, you want to talk about Hannibal and the guy eating his face.
It just blew my mind, dude. But yeah,
that is an amazing fact.
Yeah.
Well, those are our picks. We want to hear yours. Hit us up at All Fantasy Pod on Twitter, allfantasypodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to super producer Marissa, who PM'd me to say she does not have any picks, and that's why I did not skip her. She just honestly can't think of a movie we didn't take already.
I got a couple. Shout out to Fahim and Megan in their years together listening to our show. It's a very fun story. Jeff Petty, thank you for the fanny packs, and James Miller, thanks for turning 30. So there you go.
You got a fanny pack?
You got a fanny pack?
Yeah. Yeah. Wait. Jeff Petty sent, I'm sure he'd love to send you guys one as well. It's probably just a message that maybe you guys missed and I didn't, but yeah, he sent the Queen and I fanny packs.
Or you didn't tell us so you could get your fiance a fanny
pack. This feels like the tennis racket shit all over again, dog.
Sean is getting all sorts of stuff that's meant for the three of us that we don't ever see or hear of.
Now you're talking to Six, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, put Six on the phone.
You think I care, dude?
Yeah.
You know, I did that one time, and that is one of the times I got beat up. One of the first times I was like, you don't just run your mouth. You need to pick and choose.
I feel like if we've been boys together, I'd have tried to give you the work.
Well, I don't love it. I was like, bring your ass over. And then he came right over, beat me up, and then left.
Aw, shout out to Beetlejuice the cat, who is on screen right now.
Beetlejuice?
It's time for you to learn about Taft, now that David and I are both here.
All right. Sit down.
Yep. Lay down, actually.
He did.
Man, Beetlejuice is dank.
He's such a beautiful cat.
Shout out to Beetlejuice.
Shout out to St. Sue Carmel. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon holding us down. Thank you so much. We love you. A shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit. Shout out to All Fantasy Everything Mel Kiper, who had a brief stay in the hospital, but we're so glad you're feeling better. I hope you're feeling better. I think you said you were feeling better.
Yeah, he said he was doing better.
You're feeling better. We wish you all the best, man. Get well soon. I hope everything's okay and it wasn't serious. I know we all joke with you and everything, but we really do appreciate you and love everything you do on Twitter for us.
Absolutely.
It's awesome. And yeah, man, it sucked to hear you were in there, but glad to hear you're doing better.
Mm-hmm. Say a word.
And it was real hard for me to say that because I hate you.
You do.
I hate you, AFE Mel Kiper. Mm-hmm. Always giving me bad grades on great picks. My picks are perfect. If I don't get an A+ on this, I'm going to scream like a tea kettle.
Give him a D-. Give him a D-.
If you give me a D-, I'm going to give you a B-, dude.
I want a good grade. I need a good grade. I'm an A student, and I will take it very personally if I get a bad grade.
Yeah, Dana went to Brown. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard for you to get to grad school if you don't get a good grade on this.
It's very important. Yeah. Hey, look at
the grade. Those kids. I walked out with C's, and I was like, "Hey, dope. Moving on."
Next.
So I did it. Then is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Graduate. All right.
C's get degrees.
And more important than all that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shaklackety!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.